Quiet week for Mike Gesicki. No mention in the preseason opener coverage, nothing in the August camp reports, and our targeted search turned up nothing newer than a November item from last season. For a player like Gesicki, that silence is close to neutral. Nothing went wrong, and nothing moved. So here's the compressed version of the June case, which for most listeners is the whole briefing. Gesicki is Cincinnati's clear receiving tight end in an offense that funnels everything through Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. Last season, in 12 games around a pectoral injury, he caught 28 of 42 targets for 307 yards and 2 scores, about 3.5 looks a night, roughly 10% of the team's targets. Our research says tight end targets are among the stickiest numbers in football, but stickiness cuts both ways. What repeats here is a modest, capped role, because the ceiling is set by teammates, not by anything Gesicki controls. The two things we flagged in June, Noah Fant's departure consolidated the receiving tight end work on Gesicki, a small tailwind, and Eric All's return from knee injury was the one real threat to his snaps. Nothing this week spoke to either. Gesicki didn't surface in the opener, where the starters played only the opening series, and neither the Fant vacated targets nor the All question got any new reporting in the window we read. Does the June read hold? Unchanged. A capped fourth option in a two-star offense is still exactly that, and a silent week neither raised the ceiling nor cracked the floor. Next week, whether Gesicki gets targets when the starters play longer in preseason game 2, and any word on Eric All's health and role. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.